再次跟诸位主耶稣所引导的大家问安。
Greetings once again to those that the Lord guides.
感谢主，今天是我们的灵恩会第二天。
And thank God, this is the second day of our spiritual convocation.
也是我们的圣安息日。
It is also our holy Sabbath.
跟大家在纽约这里伊丽莎白敬拜主。
And we are here gathered together in New Jersey to worship God.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
这一节跟晚上这一节两节是小弟的见证会。
And so this session and the one tonight will be my testimony.
那我们已经延后了，放心了哈，我不会再延后，等一下准时休息。
And so we will finish the session on time.
先跟大家讲，就是说，本来来美国没有打算要见证啊。
And so I just want to say that before I came to the States, I didn't plan to give my testimony.
不晓得为什么哈，变成每一个教会都要讲两节见证啊。
I don't know why, but every church I go to, they ask me to speak two testimony sessions.
我自己注目过的教会两三年也听不到我的见证啊。
And so for the church that I reside in, after two or three years, they will not hear about my testimony.
照理说，受神的恩典要见证。
I know that when after I receive the grace of God, I should share it.
可是这个见证对我来讲很痛苦。
But this testimony to me is very painful.
每次再讲一次啊，好像再拿刀子要再割一次。
Every time I talk about it, it is like I'm cutting my own heart.
不过既然来到这里被大家照顾啊，要报恩。
But since I came here, I need to repay everyone.
那所以提出这种请求，我就答应了。
And so I agreed to share my testimony.
这两节，第二节晚上那一节，我会偏重在我所遭遇的神迹跟一些奇事。
So on the second session tonight, I will emphasize on the miracles that I encountered.
那跟我的献身当传道有关系。
And it is related to why I became a preacher.
那这第一节的部分呢，是要知道为什么我会面临那样的事情，有一个原因的。
So the first session, I will talk about the reason why I encounter all those things.
所以要讲述没有信耶稣以前的我是什么样的我。
And so I will testify about myself what I was like before I came to believe.
跟你们现在看到的、感受到的完全是不一样的。
So I was a completely different person before.
因为我不是从小信主。
Because I did not believe since I was young.
我等于是第一代来信主的。
I'm a first generation believer.
而且我是大概29岁左右才来教会信主的。
And I came to believe when I'm 29 years old.
所以到现在，到现在信主还不到20年，你们很多都远远超过我。
So I have yet to come to God for more than 20 years, and I know many of you sitting down here have believed longer than I have.
所以正如哥林多前书里面保罗说的一句话。
So just like what Paul spoke in the book of Corinthians.
我今天成了什么样的人，是蒙主的恩才能够成的。
So whoever I became, it is out of the grace of God.
那当然，这要先自我讲，我这个名字。
And so first, I will talk about my name.
我这个名字就很能够代表我信主之前是什么样的人。
So my name can very well represent who I was like before.
所以我这个中文名字，你们看得懂中文叫做赖昌义。
So my Chinese name is Chang Yi Lai.
Lai 是 family name 嘛，对不对
？So my family name is Lai.
Chang 就是仓库的意思。
And the first character of my name means a storehouse.
Yi 呀，就是 much much money 的意思啊。
And the second character means $100 million of dollars.
所以你听这个名字是不是俗
？So I have a very secular name.
可是我要尊敬，因为这是我外婆帮我取的。
But this was a name given to me by my grandmother.
那表示说，在我生出来的时候，我的家庭经济不太好。
So when I was born, my family's finances.
所以我妈妈抱了我去问我外婆说，那要取什么名字好呢
？So my mother took me to my grandmother and asked her to name me.
那你们既然这么缺钱，就取仓亿好了，仓库里面好几个亿嘛。
And so she replied, since you lack so much money, just name him a storehouse with a lot of money.
那真的后来也因为这样子，可能因为这样子，我不晓得，我家也慢慢有钱啊。
And I guess because of this, slowly my very family became very well off.
所以后来我神学院要出来被安立为传道的时候
，And so when I graduated from my theological college,
也有人问我说，你要不要改圣名啊
？And some believers asked me, do you want to change your name?
我想一想，还是不要好了。
And I thought to myself, no.
万一我配不上那个圣名的话，就很好笑。
If I'm not worthy to the holy name, then it is very funny.
而且让人家知道原来我是怎么样的，我也好做个比较嘛。
And I think it's also good for people to see what I was like before.
可是我现在可以把这个名字做很属灵的解释哦。
But now I can explain my very secular name to be a very spiritual one.
因为主耶稣说，你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心就在那里，对不对？
Because Lord Jesus said, "Where you store your wealth, your riches, then your heart will be."
所以我那个仓库啊，我现在把那个地址 address 移到天国去。
So now I change the storehouse the address to heaven.
所以我现在要努力存天上的珍财宝，你说这样好不好
？So now I will work hard to store up treasure in heaven for myself.
所以我这个名字可以很世俗，现在也可以变得很属灵。
So even though I have a secular name, it can also be very spiritual.
那我这样一讲，你很难忘掉我的名字。
And so now that I have explained my name, you will remember it.
那所以我在信主之前，就是真的一直在追求财富。
So before I came to God, I pursue after wealth.
虽然我没有那一种，我不同意人定胜天这四个字啊。
And even though I do not agree to a saying that man can decide their own fate.
我觉得我看到的世间现象，还是有很多地方人是胜不了天的。
I see many situations in this world where men cannot overcome God.
可是我总有一种想法，觉得人可以靠着自己的努力。
But I know that we can work very hard ourselves.
总可以维持一个小小的平安的局面吧。
And then we will receive what we ought to receive.
所以这是我以前的思想方式。
So that was my mentality before.
我从小对宗教非常没有兴趣。
I was not interested to any type of religion at all.
基本上我原来的家庭也不是那一种热衷追求宗教的。
And so the family I came from, we have no religion.
那因为后来呢，那个时候我已经出来当药师开药局了。
So during that time, I was already a pharmacist, and I have my own pharmacy.
我从小就被我妈妈当成精英在培养。
And so since I was young, my mother put a lot of effort into my schoolwork.
因为我妈妈在台湾当医师。
Because my mother was a doctor.
那每个当医师的，你们知道台湾的医师很难考的。
And so in Taiwan, it is very hard to become a doctor.
几乎都是每个学校的第一名在考的。
So you have to be come in first place in all the top schools.
所以她也希望自己的儿子能够当医师啊。
So she have this vision of me to become a doctor.
那我家只有我跟我弟弟两个。
So in my family, there's only my brother and I.
所以我妈从小就一直训练我，逼着我要读书。
And so since young, my mother would force me to study hard.
那可是我不太喜欢读书。
But I do not like to study.
所以后来啊，大学联考的时候。
So during my college exams.
你们知道台湾的大学联考一年只考一次。
So in Taiwan, there is only one exam in college.
二十几年前很竞争的。
So 20 something years ago, it was very competitive.
那结果我考就考上大医药学院的药学系啊。
And so I got into the pharmaceutical school.
差一点分数没有上医学系。
And so I did not get a good enough grade to become a doctor.
那所以我妈妈跟我妈妈那些亲戚是当医师的，就说你失常了，你要重考。
So my mother and my other relatives say you did not do well in this exam. You should try again next year.
我听了就很讨厌，我说我很正常啊，我不要重考。
And I was very angry. I say I did okay in my exam. I don't want to.
所以后来我跟我妈妈说，如果谁再跟我提到重考个字，我就离家出走，永远不回来了。
So I told my mother and say if you force me to take the exam again, I would just leave the house and never come back.
我想这些是让大家认识以前的我多么叛逆，多么不逊。就是不被驯服啊。
So before I came to believe, I was a very rebellious child.
甚至从某个角度来看，很不孝顺呢。
And from some perspective, you can say I do not show filial piety.
又很自以为是。
And I'm proud.
然后后来我去读药学系，然后就认识了我的太太。
And so when I went to pharmacy school, I met my wife.
我们一起读书，一起毕业，一起考上执照。
And so we studied together, and we graduated, and we received our license.
然后就出来开业了。
And then we open up our own pharmacy.
然后从一点你就知道我的个性是很自大的。
So from here you can see that my personality is very proud.
因为台湾一般刚出来当药师啊，是到医院或诊所或药厂去历练。
Because usually speaking, after you graduated from the pharmaceutical school, you were resident in a hospital, or you were resident in some other pharmacy, or do research.
通常要累积几年的临床经验或一定的资金， 才有可能出来开药局。
And usually we need to wait a few years until you are financially able, then you can open up your own pharmacy.
我不信这一套的。
But I did not believe in all that.
我觉得为什么要去历练呢？我看就会了。
I believe I don't need to have any experience. I would just do it.
所以大家都劝我，我不听。我向银行借了一笔钱，从我妈妈拿了一笔钱，自己就开始开药局，什么都没有去历练。
But I did not listen to other people's suggestion. I just borrow money from the bank and from my mother.
本来我在医学院的时候也读了两年德文，我本来想去德国研究药学。
So when I was in school, I also studied on the language German and I wanted to go to Germany.
可是我觉得再读下去也赚不了什么钱，还是开药局最快，所以我就不去了。
But I figure I will not make any money if I go abroad to study, so I will open my own pharmacy.
开这个做生开药局其实是做生意呀。
And so when you have your own pharmacy, it is a business.
它里面有一半以上都是商业成分的，不是专业成分的。
So half of what I have to deal with has to do with business.
可是我这样一经营下去也成功啦。
But after I have my own pharmacy, I was very successful.
真的，在三四年之内，我的药局变成两倍、三倍、四倍大，一直扩张。
Within 3 or 4 years, my pharmacy doubled and tripled.
好，所以我在讲这个，就是你们渐渐听出来，我一开始要见证，我就是少年得志那一型的。
And so my point of this is to let you know my background. I became very successful while I was very young.
我们华人有一句话叫做少年得志大不幸，有没有？
And so there's a Chinese saying that if you're successful when you're young, in the future when you're older, you might not be.
旁边很多长辈跟朋友说，你25岁就有人家45岁的成就。
So a lot of people around me say you're only 25, yet you are like a 45-year-old man. You're very successful.
我又早婚，我不到24岁就生了一个女儿。
And before I became 24-year-old, I had my first daughter.
然后又开了那么大的经营的店。
And I have a huge pharmacy.
然后扩张，我25岁的时候就可以就有自己$500,000左右的资金，可以把隔壁的店面买下来。25岁哦。
And at the age of 25, I can afford to buy the store next to my house, which costs 500,000.
所以你看讲华人讲的五子登科有没有听过？就是五个子啊，孩子。
And so Chinese we like to say that there are 5 things in life that you want to pursue. You have a son, you have a wife.
车子、银子，我全部都有了。
You have a house, and you have money, and you have a car, and I have all these 5 things.
然后不止这样子，我那个时候不晓得为什么，我一出社会，药师工会就有人来找我。
And I don't know why, but there were people in the pharmaceutical committee came to me.
因为20几年前，台湾刚要推一个制度，叫做医疗跟药学的专业要分开，我这样讲比较清楚一点啦。
Because 20 years ago, in Taiwan, they want the pharmacists to be separated from the medical field.
那个在美国跟欧洲已经实行很久了。
This is something that has been done for a very long time in the States or the Europe.
可是台湾当初要推这一块的时候，对医师群来讲，要了他们的命一样啊。
But when Taiwan was trying to separate these two fields, the doctors were not very happy.
在那之前，药师的薪资是很低的，台湾的薪资是很低的。
So before this, if you're a pharmacist in Taiwan, you do not earn a lot.
所以我们要推这个制度，需要有一些人去谈判、打架、去立法。
And so when we want to push for this, we actually need to go on the court and we need to fight for it.
所以他们可能听说我这个人可能会打架吧。
So maybe perhaps some people heard that I'm a good fighter.
因为我从小被我妈妈送去学好几年柔道。
And because since young I have studied
你看我这个体格本身就不正常，对不对？
So you can see that I'm very strongly built.
然后大学打了4年剑道，还参加大专杯。
And college I attended a Kendo club.
然后出了社会之后又去练空手道、Karate， 而且还是竞赛委员主委。
And when I was graduated, I joined a karate club.
所以你们终于知道为什么上午讲到的时候我在讲武侠小说。
And so perhaps that will explain why I talk about the stories this morning.
我练这些就是不想被人家欺负啊。
So the reason I know how to fight is because I don't want to be looked down.
以前只能让我欺负别人，别人不能欺负我的，我是这种人。
So I'm very strong physically, and others cannot harm me.
以前我信的不是耶稣，我信的是曹操。
So before I don't believe in Jesus, I believe in a hero.
宁可我负天下人，不能让天下人来欺负我。
So I'm willing to fight for myself, and I don't want others to harm me.
那个就是以前我真正的自己呀，因为我自负又自大。
So that was my true self before because I'm very proud and I'm very successful.
所以那时候我到药师公会去，但主要干部六七百个会员，只有七八个干部，我是其中一个。
And so when I become part of the council member and the pharmaceutical committee, I am only one of the few.
然后后来我当到仅次于理事长的常务理事跟常务监事。
And then I climb up the ladder, and I have held an important position.
这个都是三十岁之前的事情哦，都是我二十四岁就当上了哦。
All of these happened before I turned 30. Happened when I was only 24.
所以我那个时候是全台湾最年轻的药师公会干部。
So I'm the youngest and all the committee members.
其他的我那些同事们都是五六十岁的，只有我一个二十几岁。
So all my other colleagues, they are in their 50s, and only I was in my 20s.
然后我有好多社会上的 title 啊，你知道吗？就打官司嘛，所以什么顾问啊，什么 counselor 一大堆啊。
So I have very good titles in the society.
我跟大家讲这些，不是说我以前多了不起，是说我追求的这些，其实后来一点帮助都没有。
So what I'm saying is not trying to say I'm proud because I'm trying to say that all of these did not help me.
然后我内心就觉得自己很厉害。
And in my heart, I felt I had accomplished a lot.
各位你们知道吗？当觉得自己很厉害的时候，用圣经的角度看，就是一种愚昧，就是愚昧啊。
But when I felt I have accomplished so much, and from the perspective of Bible, is I'm a fool.
啊，那我太太她是客家人。
And so my wife is her kind.
客家人在台湾是蛮注重传统信仰啊。
So her family places emphasis on traditional religion.
可是我从以前就是怀疑论者。
But because I doubt any type of faith.
因为我虽然我不敢说我是无神论者，但是我是敬鬼神而远之。我相信可能有鬼神，但是跟我没关系啦。
I would not say I'm an atheist, but I just stay away from demons, and I think it is good enough.
我觉得只要我好好做人，不伤害人，那些跟我有什么关系，对不对？
I believe if I just work hard and be a good person, then those religions have nothing to do with me.
好了，一直到我现在讲完，一直到后来哈，我弟弟在加拿大读书的时候。
So while my younger brother was studying in Canada.
然后。我爸爸得了白血病，血癌。
And my father had leukemia.
然后他住医院。
And he was hospitalized.
那时候我弟弟在加拿大接触到我一个表弟是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so my younger brother's cousin is a member of True Jesus Church.
所以我弟弟还没有信，他就打电话回来，他就说：“爸爸妈妈，那让教会的人来关心你们好不好？”
So back then my brother have yet to believe, and he called us and asked my parents to ask the TGC member to come and pray for them.
啊，那当然我妈妈就答应了。
And so my mother agreed.
那答应之后，我们台中那边的教会的信徒也去关心了我的爸爸妈妈。
So after they agreed, the members from Taizong Church went and visit them.
那结果关心之后，本来我爸爸跟妈妈有一点意思，想要来。接受福音，但是来不及，我爸爸就离世了。
And so, they were willing to come and believe, but it was too late, and my father passed away.
所以我妈妈就很伤心，觉得说，既然这样子，好像跟教会就没有缘分，有没有外面的人讲法，就是好像不是主耶稣要我们的感觉啊。
And so my mother was very sad and sorrowful and felt that this is not meant to be.
那后来在帮我办理我爸爸丧事的期间。我妈妈在家里面。
And so during while she was planning the funeral, she was at home. My mother was at home.
我弟弟从加拿大回来，在楼住在楼上。
And my younger brother came back from Canada and he lived upstairs.
那我先说哈，我跟我妈妈住不同的房子。
And so I would just like to clarify that my mother and I live in different houses.
大概距离200公尺。
We're only 200 meters away.
她在那边开诊所，我在这边开药局。
So she have a clinic there, and I have my pharmacy next door.
半夜的时候，我妈妈伤心寂寞在房间里面，突然听到有很美妙的歌声，听起来好像赞美诗。
So while my mother was very lonely and sad at night, she heard a type of very beautiful hymn.
她就以为是我弟弟在楼上放 CD 呀。
So she thought that my brother was playing a CD upstairs.
结果隔天就问我弟弟说：“你昨天放的是什么音乐？”我弟弟说：“我根本没有起来，没有放任何音乐。”
So she asked my brother, "What type of music were you playing?" But my brother replied, "I did not play anything."
第二天晚上，我妈妈又在流眼泪的时候，又听见那个很美妙、安慰人的赞美诗又出现。
The second night, while my mother was crying again by herself, she heard this beautiful hymn.
她怕自己是不是听错，还趴到门缝底下去听。哎，真的是从外面传进来的啊。
And she thought that she might heard wrong, so she put her ear next to the door, and indeed, it was coming from outside.
结果又问，隔天问我弟弟，我弟弟说他根本没有播 CD, 没有放音乐。
And next day, she asked my brother again, and he replied, "I did not play any music."
一直到那个安息日啊，我妈妈本来不想去教会。
Until when Sabbath come again, originally my mother did not want to go to church.
结果她就听到一个声音，很清楚的告诉她说：“你要去教会，不能留在家里面。”
But she heard a voice that clearly told her to go to church and not to stay home.
后来我妈妈去教会，因为这样子，她觉得主耶稣是在引导她、安慰她。
So because of this, she felt that the Lord is guiding her.
所以在我爸爸离世之后半年，她就受洗成为我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
So after my father passed away, 6 months later, she became a True Jesus Church believer.
那你知道她成为信徒之后，你知道初信者有一个特征很明显，有没有？
So one of the characteristics of a newly believer is
很热心。
She is
很单纯
very zealous,
想要让旁边的人一起来信耶稣你们会不会这样子
and she just wants everyone around her to come and believe、
哦、那除非你不是初信者从小信的好那我妈妈就是这个样子啊
so that was what my mother was like
所以她就利用看诊的时候啊除了帮病患诊断跟医疗她一直在传福音
so while she was seeing her patient she was also preaching
以前一个patient 可能花三分钟，现在一个 patient 他可以花二十分钟啊！哦，这个意思真好。
So in the past she will only spend 3 minutes on the patient, but now she will spend up to 20 minutes.
所以一直见证到后来，也有几个病患成为我们教会的信徒啊。
And so she would testify to her patient, and indeed some of them came to believe.
因为她要看诊，没时间去参加福音组，她就三个管道，一个向病患传。
So she would because she was busy working, so she would preach to her
patient. 第二个，她就向她诊所里面这些工作的 lady 传，你晓得吗？
And then she would preach to her coworker.
对呀、啊，所以跟他们一直传之后，哎，后来因为老板讲的话一定要听嘛。
And because she was the boss, so
没有了，他们是真的听进去了。
And some of them indeed listened.
所以后来教会慕道，哎，成了我们的姐妹，还嫁给我们的弟兄。
And some of those employee actually became our sister and married with our church.
两三个哦。
And that happened to two or three of them.
可是你觉得我妈妈这样会满足吗？
But do you think my mother would be satisfied?
因为她最关心的就是自己的孩子跟孙子，有没有
？Because she cared about her own sons and grandchildren the most.
那那时候我弟弟还没有洗礼呀、啊，哎，我弟弟把福音传给我妈妈，我妈洗礼，我弟弟还没有。
So even though my brother preached to my mother, but he has yet to believe.
那当然，他要向旁边我跟我太太跟我女儿啊，他关心啊。
And so of course my mother would want to preach to me and my wife.
所以他那个时候、哦、就不只有阴谋，开始有阳谋。
And so she have schemes and she made it very obvious.
哦，他自己看诊一天有三诊啊，早中晚。
And so she would see her patient in the morning and lunchtime and afternoon.
那照理说很累了要休息啊。
And so she would be very tired.
她没有中午前跑去超级市场买菜。
And so before lunchtime, she would go to the supermarket.
然后下午休诊的时候煮饭炒菜。
And in the evening, she would cook a meal.
你们知道要做什么吗
？Do you know what she was trying to do?、
啊、你们笑得很内行，对不对？就是，哎，过来吃晚餐。
So she
叫我们过去吃晚餐啊。
So she was trying to invite us over to have dinner.
那我们不能说不行啊。
And of course we cannot say no.
我们晚辈没有煮给长辈吃已经很不孝了。
And as the younger generation, we should cook for her.
结果现在长辈煮给我们吃，我们再不过去，那还能听吗
？But now it's the other way round, so we have no choice but to go over and eat with her.
结果他的目的不是真的叫我们过去吃晚餐啊。
And of course her purpose is not just to eat with us.
他是每次一坐下来，他就带领祷告，然后我们在吃的时候，他就一直在讲教会的活动、教会听到的见证、教会的道理，你晓得吗？
So every time we go over to eat, she will lead us in a prayer, and then she will testify to us and tell us about all the church activities.
啊，你们这些好信徒一定觉得这个饭很好吃，对不对？
And as believers, you will think that this is a very delicious meal.
我告诉你，我现在想到那个时候那一年啊，那个是天下最难吃的饭。
So now that I think back that entire year, I feel like those dinner tastes
really bad. There
are many times I could not finish my meal.
然后吃到很想吐。
I would eat to the point that I want to throw up.
因为这个跟我对基督教的印象跟感觉有关系。
This has to do with my impression towards Christianity.
其实我发觉那个时候我心里面对其他宗教一样，我最讨厌的就是基督教。
Because at that time I detest Christianity a lot.
我最看不起的就是基督徒。
And I look down on Christians.
这为什么？这跟我常年在那个环境遇到两个现象有关系。
And this has to do with what I've encountered.
一个，我常常在有时候在电视上看到那些基督教的布道会或聚会啊，大家都一直在哭流眼泪啊。
And so first is when I turn on the TV and if I see Christians in the service, they always wept.
我看到就很讨厌。
So I felt I hate.
我在想说你们这些人怎么这么软弱呢？
I felt they are very weak.
我在想说世界上只有你们基督徒是苦的吗？
I would think to myself, do you think only Christians suffer?
我们没有信仰的也很苦啊。
Those who have no religion
also suffer. 道教的朋友也很苦啊。
The Taoist also
佛教的朋友也很苦啊。
And the Buddhist also
怎么我们都不会哭成这个样子？
And none of us cry like that.
因为我们知道除了靠神还要靠人，有没有听过这句话？
Because we know that instead of relying on God, you need to rely on yourself.
所以看到这些人一直哭哭啼啼的，只在那边显软弱，就觉得有真的很讨厌。
So when I see on the TV Christians, all they do is cry. I hated them.
然后第二个，我们台湾那个电线杆啊。
And so the second aspect in Taiwan on the electric post.
你们如果去过台湾的，你们这个台湾的电线杆上面几乎都是贴基督教的标语哦。
So if you in Taiwan, all the electric posts, they will have Christians posters.
然后我从小看到它，我就特讨厌。
And they will have Christian slogans, and I hated those.
我这个人吃软不吃硬啊。
Because I like other people to treat me nicely and not harshly. 那些电线杆上贴，
就比如说，哦，要信耶稣，不然下地狱。
So those slogans are very harsh. They would say, if you do not believe in Jesus, you will go to hell.
天国近了，神要审判人。
Or they would say the kingdom of heaven is near, God will judge you.
除了我之外，再没有别的神，都是这一种的哈。
Or apart from me, there is no other God.
我每次看到这些，都觉得这些人在恐吓我。
So when I read these slogans, I felt like
又是地狱，又是审判的，不是恐吓是什么？
I felt like they are trying to terrorize me because
我好好的做人，干嘛无缘无故叫我下地狱
？I am being a very good person, so why do I need to go to hell?
然后我觉得这个耶稣有够骄傲的。
And I felt that Jesus is too proud.
什么叫做除了我之外再没有别的神
？What do you mean that he is the only God?
好像就说除了我之外没有一个是好人，对不对？那你们就对这个人，所以我这印象就很深。
So that is why I have such a bad impression on Christianity.
所以后来我都教弟兄姐妹千万不要去贴标语啊。
So I always tell our believers, don't put those.
那个都是反效果居多。
Because it would just give a negative effect.
可是说起来，我们也是被害者啊，因为那个标语都不是真耶稣教会去贴的。
But then those posters were not put up by Jesus Church believers.
反正我就非常讨厌耶稣，非常讨厌基督徒跟教会。
So those were the reason why I hated on Christianity.
所以我妈妈常常利用晚餐这样子在跟我们讲啊，我常常跟我妈就在餐桌里面吵得很厉害。
And so my mother always tried to preach to us during dinner time, and then I would talk back and fight with her.
甚至好几次我都甩碗筷。
And there are many times I would slam my bowl and chop it very hard.
你看这个儿子不孝。
So I was a very.
可是现在想起来，就是我里面应该是有另外一个阻挡的力量，所以我才会那么情绪化。
So I did not show filial piety, and now that I think back, perhaps there's a evil spirit opposing me.
真是最严重的一次哈。
So one day it was very severe.
我叫我妈妈不要再讲，我妈妈还继续讲。
I told my mother to stop talking, yet she kept going on.
那你知道，我妈妈绝对讲不赢我的。
And my mother cannot win against me.
因为她从小把我当精英训练啊，我是专门训练被来辩论跟演讲比赛的。
Because she trained me since I was very young, I was in debate team and speech team.
我国中的时候就全校英文演讲第二名，不过来到这里英文很烂了哈。
So in middle class, I came second place in the speech competition.
然后我高中的时候是全校演讲第一名，被派出去当代表的。
And in high school, I came first in the speech competition.
所以后来为什么药师公会找我去，就是要我去立法院跟医师团体 bargain 用的。
And so
我们赢了，所以有医药分业啊。
Perhaps that was one of the reasons why I was chosen to be in a pharmaceutical committee because I can debate with them.
所以我妈妈自己在家里面养出一匹狼。
And so this is how my mother brought me up, and I was very harsh like a wolf. I was not submissive to her.
她都讲不赢我。
So she cannot talk back.
一直到我后来信主了，她才跟我做见证。
Until later on, when I believe, she would testify.
她说在那段时间里面，我让她多难过，她常常气到一个人躲在房间哭。
She said during that time, she was very sad and sorrowful, and she would hide in her own room and cry.
甚至最严重的一次，我站起来叫她不要忍，她还讲，我直接砰把桌子劈成两半。
And so during one time, I was so angry, I stood up and I split the table in half.
其实这一些都印证圣经里面一句话。
So all of these prove a saying in the Bible.
我们来看一下箴言第10章第1节啊。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1.
箴言10章1节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1.
所罗门的箴言, 智慧之子使父亲欢乐, 愚昧之子, 叫母亲担忧。
The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother.
我见证这么多啊, 我当时自以为很厉害, 有没有?
I have testified so much so far, and back then I believe I am very capable.
其实在神的眼中, 我是后面这半节愚昧之子。
But in the eyes of God, I am a foolish son.
因为后来, 我就是这么心硬自以为是, 所以神要管教我。
Because I have such a hard heart, so God punished me.
这跟我后来遇到的事情有关系。
And this has to do with what I encountered.
因为所有的管道都已经不通了, 但是神爱我, 要收纳我为儿子。
Because all of these ways did not work, but God loved me and he wanted me to become his son.
所以他采取了一个非常的手段, 是因为他爱我, 可是这个手段在我看来是苦难。
So he disciplined me, but this discipline to me is a tribulation.
就是, 那个时候我29岁, 大概到春天的时候。
And so I was around 29 years old in the springtime.
我开的药局是一年365天, 从早上到晚上12点都没有休息的。
So my pharmacy, it was open year round from morning till night.
然后我太太突然跟我讲说, 不晓得为什么最近这几天下午休息的时候, 觉得不太舒服, 手心会发热。
And my wife told me that while she was resting in the afternoon, the palm of her hand felt very warm.
那我们全家都是医师跟药师, 我们是专家。
And because we came from a family of doctors, we understand.
我妈妈的主治科目之一就是肝胆胃肠。
And one of the subjects that my mom specialized in is liver and lungs.
所以以前只要听她那样说, 我马上只会给她说, 那你去找妈妈给她看一下拿个药吃, 就是这样子。
In the past, if she tells me this, I would say to her to go look for my mother and take some medicine.
再不然以前就是说, 那你拿我们这个药局里面最好的, 保养品或什么去吃这样就好了。
Well, I would tell her to go into our pharmacy and take some supplements.
以前你们如果问我的话, 药局好不好赚, 我一定说很难赚啊。
In the past,
我才不想你来跟我赚的, 对不对?
In the past, if you ask me if it is open to easy to open a pharmacy, I would tell you it's very hard because I don't want any competition.
我告诉你, 那个药局开成功的, 我一个人可以赚6-7个药师倍数的薪水啊。
So if you have a successful pharmacy, you can make up to 6 or 7 pharmacists' salary.
你看那里面, 因为我现在不赚的, 就告诉你秘密嘛, 对不对?
So now that I'm not a pharmacist anymore, I'll tell you a trade secret.
那个最珍贵的保养品啊, food supplement 那一种啊, 还不是 medicine 哦。
So the first supplement.
那一种一盒, 比如说一盒里面 100 capsules 是 $100。 100块美金来讲啊,
so let's say if there are 100 capsules and we sell it for $100.
我们自己拿大概就是只要 40块美金的成本。
But when I buy it, it only costs $40.
那你怎么有什么不能吃的, 最好都尽量拿去吃, 对不对? 便宜啊。
So I would just tell my wife to eat all the supplement that we have in our store.
可是那时候她这样一告诉我的时候, 我心里面不晓得有什么感动, 我想是从神来的。
And I believe that perhaps it is from God that I felt different this time when she told me.
我的建议就跟以前完全不一样, 我说, 那你要不要去检查? 我这么多年来没有建议这一样了。
So this time I actually told my wife to go have a physical exam, and I never tell her that.
那个时候我太太也答应好, 我去检查。
And so my wife agreed.
那因为我们有很多认识的医师, physicians, 还有这些医检师, 都是配合的。
And because we know a lot of physicians and they are our friends.
所以他就去找一家医检师去做检验了。
And so she went to see a doctor to have her physical.
那一般人都要等好几天，不用啊，那其实下午马上就出来了，她 fax 过来了。
So normally, people have to wait a few days, but because they are our friends, so they fax over the result in the afternoon.
过来那个医检师马上打电话给我说，哎，赖药师，你太太是不是最近有不太一样的地方？
And then the doctor even called me and said, your wife reacted differently lately.
那你知道吗？一般我们不会这样问的。
Usually we will not ask if they behave differently.
所以我没有那个敏感度，一问这样我就知道有问题了。
And so when the doctor asked me this, I felt something was wrong.
那原来那个时候二十几年前，二十年前刚开始验一种跟肝有关系的指数。
And 20 something years ago, they started to do this test that has to do with your liver.
现在很常验的叫 AFP.
And now this is very common, it's called AFP.
Alpha Fetal Protein. 我不管你们听过，它是肝肿瘤 liver tumor 的相关指数。
So this unit will test liver tumor.
好，那我们正常人呢，可能一般都是在20甚至个位数的正常成人。
So normally, a normal person, the unit level will be under 20.
可是我太太一验出来300多。
But my wife's levels was 300.
那我再去查相关的临床资料，因为我们手边都是一堆专业资料嘛。
And because I have my hands on all the research and
documents. 查到我都吓到了。
When I researched about it, I was worried.
如果接近400的话，即使你没有去做其他影像跟组织切片的检查。
So if the number is close to 400, even if you do not do any more tests.
但是继续做其他检查，可以证明有肝癌。高达九成以上。
If the more tests you do, it will just tell you there's a 90% chance of having a liver cancer.
那我就吓到了，赶快带我太太去大医院做其他影像检查，什么检查
？So I was terrified, and I took my wife to the hospital to do some imaging tests.
CT scan 啦 ，MRI 啦，什么这些都做啦。
So we have done CT scans and MRI.
真的就确定她的肝里面有一颗3.2公分的，还一颗1.2公分的。
And it shows that in her liver there was a 3 centimeter and a 1 centimeter tumor.
那我们说要怎么办呢
？And so we don't know what to do.
她说不然你要做病理切组织切片。
And so they say perhaps you can do a biopsy.
啊，不要讲这些医学的啦哈，反正就等着看，还没决定医疗方式。
So they tell us just to wait and to choose a method to.
可是那时候我就受到很大的冲击了。
But at that time, I was very afraid.
因为他肝里面这两颗，如果依照二十年前的医疗技术
，Because those two tumors in her liver, according to the medicine 20 years ago,
就算可以动手术切得最干净
，Even if you can have a surgery and to cut these tumors off.
我们癌症不叫根治，叫五年存活率，有没有听过
？And so, if you have cancer, we would tell a patient if they can live for 5 years.
他如果完全割除干净，像我太太那种状况，能活过五年的只有一半。
So after she had the surgery, after 5 years, only 50% can live.
所以，我们不到30岁。
And during that time, we were not even 30 years old.
我想请问大家，你在30岁之前，你人生的规划跟计划是什么？
So before the age of 30, I want to ask you, what were your plans?
对我来说，一切都是成功，一切都是光明的。我还打算45岁就退休环游世界啊。
And so to me, at that time, my life is bright and successful, and I plan to retire at the age of 45.
请问你30岁以下年轻人，你会规划到自己什么时候得几岁得癌症吗？几岁可能要办丧礼吗
？Will you ever plan about when you will have cancer or when to have your funeral?
我告诉你，人生就是这样子。你没规划，不代表它不会发生。
And so let me tell you, this is what life is like. Even if you don't plan it, things happen.
对我来说，当然是很大的打击跟冲击啊。
So this impacted me greatly.
我开始吃不下，睡不着。
I could not eat nor could I sleep.
其实拼命，好像在工作，脑中都充满了这种想法。
So、even though I worked very hard, but all this was all I could think about.
然后本来很讨厌看到别人流眼泪的。
And in the past, I hated to see others cry.
可是那个时候啊，我发觉自己变了。
During that time, I see myself change.
我电视只要一打开，看到有人不幸的新闻或不好的新闻，我看了10秒钟，我就要关起来，因为我可以哭20分钟。
So if I turn on the TV and watch the news, if there are some unfortunate things, I just need to watch it for 2 minutes, and I could cry for 30 minutes.
其实现在想起来，是圣灵在动工，在改变我这个人。
So now that I think back, I believe this is the work of the Holy Spirit trying to change me. 我一边流眼泪，还一边觉得这样子很丢脸，可是就是控制不了自己。I would cry and I would felt this is not very manly, but I can't control myself.
然后每半个月去检查一次，找原来的医生跟医疗处所。
So every half a month, I would take my wife back.
因为他们说，如果这个真的是那个 cancer 的 tumor 的话，以我太太的年龄跟分级，每三个月有可能会大一倍。
And so they say that if this is indeed a tumor, then according to the age of my wife, for every 3 months, that would double its size.
然后如果发觉它真的一直在变大的，要赶快要处置啦，能手术就要尽量手术啊。
And if you can see that the tumor is getting bigger, then you need to have a surgery.
因为 liver tumor 没有什么 chemotherapy 的，那不没有这种东西的。
Because you cannot even use chemotherapy to treat this.
那你们知道在等待那个检查，每半个月。原则上，人家是一个月一次。我有钱嘛，我半个月检查一次。
So normally people will have a checkup every month, but because I can afford it, so I check every half a month.
你们当中有人有经历这种过程吗
？Has any of you experienced this?
那很折磨。
It is torture.
尤其是你很爱这个人。
Especially if you love this person very much.
一直到这个事情，我才发现我多么依赖我太太。
And so before until then, I realized how much I relied on my wife.
我女儿才四岁。
So my daughter was only 4 at that time.
我一直在想，那她长大的过程需要的是妈妈更胜于我这个爸爸。
And so I thought to myself, my daughter would need her mother more than the dad.
那如果我失去太太的话怎么办
？If I lose my wife, what should I do?
我发觉我不能失去她。
I realize I cannot lose her.
所以，你知道每次到医院去在检查、在等报告的那个心情吗？
And so could you imagine what I felt when we were at the hospital waiting for the result?
我告诉你不像上医院，简直跟上法院一样。
It doesn't feel like going to the hospital. It felt like going to the court.
而且不是到法院去处理一般事件，是听要不要判决死刑。每一次都是那种感受，你知道有多难过吗
？And every single time it is as if we are giving waiting for a death sentence.
然后担忧到晚上睡不着。
And so I was so worried to the point I could not sleep at night.
觉得人生怎么这么不公平
？And I felt that life is very unfair.
然后到黑夜来会有一点害怕。
And when nighttime comes, I will be afraid.
真的到半夜累到睡不着了，每次都有一个想法：如果明天不要醒过来了，那就好了。
And so when I cannot sleep at night, I would think that if I will not wake up tomorrow, then everything will be okay.
所以这样一听你就知道已经自己有一点忧郁症的倾向了，对不对
？So when you hear this, you will realize that I am slightly depressed.
那个时候，我突然想到，我太太她是一个很虔诚的佛道教徒。
So my wife is actually a very zealous Buddhist.
我虽然不参与她的宗教崇拜。
Even though I do not follow her religion,
但是我不阻挡她。
But I do not stop her.
她常常拜拜，而且她每天都要念几百遍佛号的。
So she, because she's a Buddhist and she's very zealous, and she will read the Buddhist scripture every day.
所以，而且我太太跟我完全不一样，她过得非常规律。
And my wife is completely different than she live a really routine and regular life.
她吃的都很健康。
She have a very healthy diet.
她脾气超好，超乐观的。
Her temper was very gentle, and she's very optimistic.
这种人不是应该更长寿吗
？So this type of person should live a very long time.
我常常跟她结婚之前，我就想，我有一天一定比她早死。
And when I marry her, I thought to myself, I will surely die before.
因为为什么我生活超不规律的
？Because my life is not very routine.
我超不健康，我喜欢吃可乐、泡面、汉堡这些东西呀、啊，最油的、啊。
I don't have a healthy diet. I like to drink Coke and eat instant noodles.
我超喜欢发脾气的。
I'm not gentle at all. I am bad tempered.
照理说应该是我得癌症啊。
So naturally speaking, I should be the one that have cancer.
各位你们知道吗？生命在主啦，其他都不是最主要的，不是这样子的。
But our life is belongs to God and nothing else matters.
有些人就是这样混啊，像巴菲特跟川普不是喝可乐？你看好好的。啊，算了算了，不是啊，这个只是本分而已耶。
And so those are only our duty.
好，所以对我来讲，那他的信仰对他来讲又怎么样呢？他的信仰没有帮助他。
So I see that her religion is not helping her.
所以那个时候我也在怀疑，那他拜的真的是神吗？真的是佛吗
？So at that time I start to doubt her religion.
于是在我最难受的时候，我突然发现书房里面 我背后的书架上有一本书。
When I was at my wit's end, I realized in my study there's a book.
那是一本天主教斯高白译版的圣经。
There was a sitting on my bookshelf a Catholic Bible.
因为我读的是天主教的初中跟高中，就是辅仁大学系统的辅仁中学、辅仁高中。
And because the high school I went to is a Catholic high school.
所以我买了那本圣经回来，是为了显示我博学，其实我从来没看过。
So the reason I bought that Bible is to show others that I'm very knowledgeable, but I've never read it.
突然感动拿下来一翻呐。
So I was moved at that time, and I took the Bible down to read it.
一翻之后，突然翻到一个经节，我就很有兴趣。一盖上去，我再也找不到了，因为我不熟圣经嘛。
And so I randomly flipped to a page and I read a verse, and then I couldn't find it again.
我突然就翻到一个经节，后来才知道雅各说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
So I turn to the book of James and it says you need to confess your sins.
使你们的病可以得医治。
And ask for forgiveness so that your sin.
因为义人所祈祷所发的功效是大的，有没有
？And for the prayers of the righteous has great efficacy.
我看到这个就很兴趣，因为得医治嘛。
Because I was interested in this verse because it says you will be healed.
然后不小心盖上，再也怎么翻都翻不到了。
And then I closed it, and I couldn't find it again.
这个时候我才突然想起，哎，我妈妈不是教会的吗
？And then I remember, my mother goes to church.
所以我就想说，那教会里面即使不都是义人，总有义人吧？你看我的想法很奇怪，对不对
？So
很不礼貌啊。
So I have a pretty impolite thought and say there must be a few righteous person.
因为我相信任何组织里面都有好分子跟坏分子啊。
Because I believe in all this different society, there are good and bad people.
所以我第一个想法说，教会就算不都是义人，总有一些义人吧。义人祈祷所发的功效是大的。
So I thought to myself, there must be a few righteous person in that church, and their prayers are very effective.
所以我马上就打电话过去给我妈妈。
So immediately I call my mom.
我跟她说，妈妈，你现在在教会吗
？I ask her, Mother, are you at church now?
哇，你看她的反应好像中大奖哎！啊，对啊，对啊，对啊，对啊。终于儿子愿意跟她谈教会了。
And her reaction was so fierce, and she was very happy and said, Yes, I am.
然后我就说，妈，那你可以请你们的教会帮你媳妇祷告吗
？And so I ask her, Mom, could you ask your church to pray for your daughter-in-law?
她说好，没问题啊。
And she said, okay, no problem.
然后我又说了很不孝顺的话。
And then I said something very rude.
我说我看到义人祈祷所发的功效是大的。
I told her I read that the prayers of the righteous are great.
但是妈妈，我也不觉得你是义人啊。
But mother, I don't think you are a righteous person.
因为我妈妈常常跟我吵架，吵得很凶。义人哪会这样子，对不对？所以我直接跟她讲，我也不觉得你是义人。你看多不孝。
So I was very rude to her and say, I don't think you are a righteous person because you always fight with me.
虽然她洗礼完了、
啊、，Even though she was baptized,
她很高兴啊。我说好，我马上联络。
But she was very happy to hear that.
挂上电话不到五分钟，她又打过来了。
So after 5 minutes, she called me back.
我告诉你哦，现在我们教会很忙哦。
She told me, let me tell you, our church is very busy.
我们传道很忙哦。
Our pastor is very busy.
我心里面想说，这干我什么事啊
？And then I thought to myself, what does it have to do with me?
我说干嘛跟我讨人情
？Why do you tell me?
所以我现在从来不跟人家讲我很忙的。
So now
人家会很讨厌。
Now I never tell people that I'm very busy.
然后他说，可是哈、哦，传道他说明天要去拜访你。
She said, "But the preacher will visit you tomorrow."
嚯、哦，我本来没有生气，听到这一句我就很生气。
So when I heard this, I was very angry.
因为我只是麻烦你请教会人代祷，你干嘛把他们叫到我家来啊
？Because all I wanted was to ask for intercession.
我就对这些基督徒超没有好感的。
I don't like any Christians. I don't want them to come to my house.
可是我一想，又是我先提出请求的、啊。
But I thought to myself because I asked her first.
我想这样也不对，我说好吧，很勉强的说好。
So I agreed to her reluctantly.
那结果我下去跟我太太讲了。
And then I told my wife.
我说明天会有教会的人来哦，当成一般客人，茶饼干拿出来请了走了，永远不要再来了这样子。
So tomorrow some people will visit us from church, so we will just treat them with some snacks and water and never see them again.
隔天那个传道跟另外两个老姐妹来到我家里面。
So the next day, a preacher and two elder sisters came to visit us.
很不想听到他们在讲电线杆上那些话。
So I expect them to talk about the slogans.
结果他们只是静静的听我一直在讲，都没有讲电线杆上那些话，也还好。
So they just quietly sat there and listened to what I have to say.
可是那时候我就提出三个问题，我这三个问题讲完我们就休息了，剩下晚上了哦。
So I asked them three questions.
你说三个问题，你就知道你一定没有遇过这么难搞的慕道者。
So after you hear what I have to say, you will know that I'm very, very troublesome.
我想表达的是，连我这种烂人都可以信耶稣了，有什么人不可以？
What I want to express is that I was such a bad person, but I could believe in Jesus, so he cannot.
他一直讲，后来因为他来之前，我又翻到圣经有一段经文，一盖上又找不到的。
Because before they came, I randomly flipped to another verse in the Bible again.
我现在知道在哪里了，在约翰福音里面呢。
And now I know it's in the book of John.
我看到那一段，不是有个少年财主吗？问耶稣说：“我怎样才可以得永生？”
So I flipped to a story about a young rich man who asked Jesus how to receive eternal life.
耶稣说：“你把你所有的一切都卖了，分给穷人，再来跟从我。”
So Jesus says, "Sell all your possession and come follow me."
好了，那我觉得这个很有意思啊。
So I felt this is interesting.
所以那个传道坐在那里。那个传道就是现在台湾总干事林章伟传道了。
And so the preacher was sitting down, sitting at my house.
我就跟他讲说，第一个问题，我说不是听说基督教要洗礼吗
？So I asked him my first question was, as Christians you need to be baptized.
那我在自己浴室里面奉耶稣的名自己冲自己不可以吗
？So why can't I be baptized in my own bathroom in my own showerhead？
好，第二个问题，我看到经文里面那个少年财主的问题。
And my second question is, I read the story about the rich young man.
那我说，传道，我请问你哦，如果我把我所有的财产全部处理完，还有几十万美金，全部奉献给教会
？And so I asked him if I sell all my possession and give it all to church.
你能保证我太太的病一定好吗
？Can you guarantee that my wife's sickness will be healed？
你知道吗？如果他说保证，我真的会全部捐出来，因为我太太的命比较重要啊。
And so if he could guarantee it, I would actually do it because my wife's life is more important.
可是我马上就问他一句说，如果我全部捐出来，那以后我女儿长大的教育经费，你们教会要怎么算？
And then
你要问得很实际吧。
I continue to ask her that if I offer up all that I have, how would you pay for my daughter's education?
请问你们有遇过这种慕道朋友的吗
？And have you ever met a true seeking friend like me?
然后我看他都不正面回答哦，他就哎赖先生不是这样解释的，也不跟我回答、啊。
And then the preacher would not answer me directly and just say,
我就越来越不爽啊。我心里面就会我问他一个问题。
So and then my heart, I don't feel really good.
我说你们这种。在教会工作的是不是都靠信徒奉献在过生活的
？And then I asked him, a preacher like you, do you make a living out of the believers' offerings?、
对不起哦，这在我看来叫做神棍呢。
And I think, you are just robbing money.、
我到现在做这么久十年传道，还没被人家讲神棍过。我说传道是神棍，
so,
不是他啦，哈、哦，我是。
So I became a preacher for 10 years.
结果他听了就苦笑啊。
And then I point to that preacher and say, "You're just robbing money off the believers."
那你们看呢？结果我现在来当神棍呢。
So now I myself became a preacher.
那是因为我又经历一些事情。
And because of the things that I encountered.
我现在讲这些就是，所以当你们在遇到慕道朋友，除非他比我更顽固更很难的啦。
And so what I'm trying to say is how to find a true seeking friend like me.
只要主动工啊。什么生命都可以转变的，你相信吗
？He was so stubborn. So if only God works, then anyone can be changed.
我们先到这里了哈，然后我剩下晚上那一个多小时再继续把它做完见证，好不好
？So we will stop here, and I will finish my testimony tonight.
好，我们就默祷休息之后，请三十分的时候回到这里来祷告会，请大家同心默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.
阿们，好，请休息。